This is KMBA News. I'm Chip Krause. An Inupiaq language survey is currently underway across the state. As KOTZ's Tiffany Creed reports, organizers hope the survey helps build a comprehensive 10-year language plan to help grow and sustain the Inupiaq language.
The Uktun Inupiaq 2020 Language Survey is being conducted by a group of grassroots organizers called Kipignoiktit Inupiranakun, or Speaking Our Language, We Are Passionate, which represents the Northwest Arctic, North Slope, and Bering Straits regions, as well as Inupiaq living in other areas. The group took shape at the Alaska Native Language Revitalization Institute at the University of Alaska Fairbanks in 2018. The coalition held their first language summit in Kotzebue in 2019 and continues to meet monthly. In January, they declared 2020 the year of the Inupiaq language. In addition to the survey, their plans for the year included an immersion school opening in Nome, a statewide Inupiaq spelling bee, and a summer language intensive. Kiganyak Cordelia Kelly, whose family is from Wainwright, is on the logistics team. She says that language activists have spent lifetimes creating resources. However, there is much room for growth. The group believes in acknowledging the strength of each region's historical efforts while unifying for a common purpose.
One of the needs identified from that was a convening for all Inupiaq, knowing that we have really powerful regional conferences and conversations, and those definitely need to continue, but also knowing that there is power in relationship building and information sharing.
Though the survey is primarily qualitative, it also seeks to get an approximate speaker count among 33,000 Inupiaq counted in the last census. The last known language survey of this kind was conducted a decade ago. Kelly says it's about how people feel about the language, including barriers.
We wanted to get a sense of how Inupiaq language was showing up in people's lives, how people interacted with it, and what people's thoughts, attitudes, and senses were with the Inupiaq language.
The survey also seeks responses from those who are living outside Inupiaq country. It's not limited to active speakers or learners, but rather those who have a relationship to the language at all. The conductors of the survey will isolate data to account for different identities, locations, and situations. The survey was impacted by the coronavirus in that its period was prolonged, and potentials for door-to-door surveying gave way to phone banking.
We are really flexible. We are happy to make adjustments, and if that means lengthening the duration of the survey collection, then that's something that we're absolutely willing to do so that many people have access to the survey as possible.
As an additional incentive, respondents will also be entered to win 20,000 Alaska Airlines miles. A link to the survey is available on kotz.org. The group will be taking survey responses until December. Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Tiffany Creed.
And for KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.